Okay, this is one topic I'm actually ridiculously fucking passionate about. Dyslexia. So when I found out that I was dyslexic at 21, everyone's just, you know, like, the woman said to me, oh, bless you, it must have been so difficult, la la la. It was just like, yeah, it was so difficult that I made it, you doing an economics degree, bitch. Like, I didn't say that at the time, but obviously I was brainwashed to think that it was really bad, and I had to really overcome it. And I had to, like, you know, put a, like, a sign on my wardrobe every morning to look at. Be like, so while you're dyslexic, adapt. Because I watched the Hobbit film, you know, I can't remember the name. But Bilbo Baggins' grandson, he never uses a sword. And they was just like, so while adapt. But it was only because I did lots of personal development did I realise successful entrepreneurs are usually dyslexic, and dyslexic people work really well in a single swim environment. This is why dyslexic people actually suck at school. Obviously dyslexia, you know, varies, but if you really find that you're bored out your fucking mind at school, is because you probably need to be more challenged. So it's not that you're stupid or anything. It's that the fact is that you're just different to other people. That you're just not meant to be a fucking cog in the wheel. That you need to fucking just go do you. And you need to be challenged. Or otherwise you get bored and then you get naughty. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just the school system doesn't cater for that. And that's not your fault. So if you do have a child which is dyslexic or whatever like that, and you're like, oh, my kid's dyslexic, or my kid's autistic, or any of that fucking bullshit that you fucking keep holding as an excuse, I just want you to know now, I'm dyslexic. I've showed up every fucking damn day on social media for fucking 2 years. I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, LinkedIn, and I go a weekly vlog, and I go a week, you know, and I've got a fucking day job, and I'm ridiculously happy. I'm earning within the 80th percentile in Wales. Yeah, it's not the best because it's fucking Wales, but still, put it this way, I'm not fucking struggling, even though I was told I'd be 16 and pregnant because I was that naughty kid at school. Just fucking listen, Britain is very fucked up about these traits. They literally call it a fucking disability, like a learning disability. It's not a fucking learning disability at all. Maybe it is, yeah, if you don't want that person to be a fucking cog in the wheel, yeah, maybe it is a real disability. But those aspects make a person so fucking special. So don't try and change them for who they are. Accept who they are. They're just different to you. They may be more creative. It is such an advantage. Like SAP, like, you know, in Google, 80% of the workers are autistic. On Shark Tank, I think 3 out of 4 judges are dyslexic. So you just need to understand that it's great. So thanks to me, because I'm dyslexic, that's why I've gone into social media space and I've nosedived into it, because that's what I actually truly love. I love single swim. I love a ridiculous challenge. And that's why I've then gone into IT with the project work. It's so fucking challenging. And that's what excites me the most. So please, if you have got a kid which is dyslexic or autistic and you think it's a really bad thing, I just want you to know I am, and a ridiculous amount of fucking entrepreneurs. Just type into Google and you'll see. So break that thought and just let your child be them, and just find out what they really enjoy and just encourage it. You'll be surprised how successful they are when you try and stop pushing them into a fucking hole so they blend in with other people. Fuck blending in. Okay, see ya.